of me. You are too afraid to have it. You said I'm pretty girls, always hot and cool. You said I'm bad girls, but you like it. You said I am fun to be around. You said it's not right, feel so too.
It is the top of the hour. Time to remind you, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. And we are out of time for the calendar. Boy, there's so much more to going on this weekend, but I think we've covered quite a bit. That was Madam XD, who is going to be at a Loconosis event at Caju Cafe this Saturday night, along with DeWinde and Spitting Nickels. But right now in the studio, we have Danny Croha. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello.
Hey, Margaret. How you doing?
Doing great. Good to have you here.
Good to be here.
It's great to have Danny. You're here for a solo performance today. Something different.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I don't know how different it is, you know, but I'm here.
All right. Well, what are you going to start off with?
I was going to do a John Lee Hooker song called Howlin' Wolf. So I'll just start that out here. Well, I'm a howling wolf, baby. I'm howling at your door. I said, I'm a howling wolf, baby, now. I'm howling at your door. You know I'm a howling, yes, I'm howling. I'm howling for your love. I've been knocking on your door now, baby. Oh, where are you now, honey? got me out here howling, now howling, I'm howling for your love. Oh, yes, I'm howling, yes, I'm howling, baby. I'm howling for your love. Oh, don't leave me out here in the cold now, baby. Come on now and open your door. All right.
All right, Danny Croha here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Oh, just doing a solo blues set for us today.
That's right.
Yeah, now Dan, you've been around the Detroit area a long time.
I've lived in the city of Detroit my whole life, actually.
Oh,
And I'm 45 years old now, and I've been, you know, in the music scene around the city since, you know, the mid-80s, so, you know, 20 years or so, 20-some years.
Yeah, about half your life, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what are some of the bands you've been in?
Well, years ago, back in about 84, 85, I was in this band called The Onset. And, you know, we played around Hamtramck Pub and the Paycheck, and Paychecks was really the hot places back then. And then... then I started a band called The Gories with my buddy Mick Collins and Peggy O'Neill, the drummer in that band. And we played from about 1986 through about 1992. And then immediately after that was the Demolition Doll Rots from 93. And that band went all the way up to 2006. We lasted for 13 years with that band. And I just left that... Margaret from that band now is doing a solo thing. I'm doing some solo stuff. Christine, the drummer, had a baby and lives in Chicago with her boyfriend. But so yeah, you know, I've been doing this for a while, but it's haven't been playing some blues stuff here and there. And with the Gories, you know, we did some blues kind of stuff, but last few years I've been messing around some open tunings, and I was always mystified by those sounds that John Lee Hooker made and could never figure out how he did it until a few years ago. But anyway.
We're having a little bit of trouble here in the studio with some of the equipment, but...
Why? What's going on?
We're getting some feedback, and it turned out to be my headphones, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But we got your chronological order of some of the bands you've been in, and they've been... quite well-known ones. Margaret was here at Christmas time. She came in and performed and tap danced on Motor Live Drive.
Yeah. Well, so good.
I don't think you're going to tap dance today, are you?
I could do a little soft shoe.
Well, we'll see what we can get out of you today.
All
but
right.
Let's have some more of that blues today.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to do this one that's sort of my own little arrangement of a song called... I forget what it's called. Let me see. Oh, it's called Rowdy Blues. I learned it off this Kid Bailey thing, but I made like a different thing. All right, so. I'll sit up. Ain't gonna marry, ain't gonna settle down. I said, ain't gonna marry, ain't gonna settle down. I'm gonna stay right here till this old bear house down. I said, ain't no use weeping, baby, ain't no need to cry. I said, ain't no use weeping, baby, ain't no need to cry. Cause you got a home, child, now as long as I got mine. Baby, now skin so nice and brown. I love my baby now, skin so nice and brown. She put it up solid now, so it won't come down. Up cold in hand.
Oh no.
Did you ever dream lucky, baby? Wake up cold in hand. Well, I would call that child now none but a monkey man. Did you get that little baby mailed in your backyard? Did you get that little baby mailed in your backyard? It was a sad word said, but your best old friend had to part. All right.
All right. Danny Croha, right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Oh, playing the Rowdy Blues right here.
Yeah.
Now, like I say, you've played a lot of different things, but you've been doing this for a little while. I saw you just last Saturday night.
Yes, sir.
And, in fact, that's where we booked you for this show.
That's right. I'm filling in.
We've been trying to get you to come in for the last year.
I know.
So we finally got lucky.
Yep. And then you're not cold in hand this time.
Yeah, in fact, we saw you with Andre Williams over at Elvin's last week, and
We
were going through some YouTube videos, and I believe I saw you playing actually electric guitar with him in Toronto. I think it was a YouTube video.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. That must have been what, 95 or 96 or something like that. That was one of the first shows we did with him. We had Steve Noir on bass, Margaret was playing guitar, and Bootsy I think was playing drums.
That's
on that.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it wasn't long after that, you know, Margaret kind of had the idea of, we got to do an album because this sounds pretty good. And so got Mick in on it because we had also done, so she talked to In the Red Records and said, hey, you know, we got to do this album on Andre and get Mick into it. So Mick and I got together with Andre, and he had a big notebook full of lyrics, but no music. So Mick and I wrote all the music, made up all the music for these songs, and we had various ideas, you know. And Andre hadn't done anything like that before, you know. We kind of brought our own primitive little rock and roll sound into the mix, and some of the stuff sounded like Chinese to him, I think.
Well,
but that's what he said, you know. We did kind of a garage rock thing that we wanted to make a track that sounded like the Gorries, and he just he trusted us, which was that was the good thing about it. He didn't understand what we were doing, but he trusted us.
Well,
and it came out pretty damn good, and I think he ended up being really happy with it, and he still does some of those songs to this day. So
yes, he does. Yeah. I heard him the other day. In fact, for people who don't know who Andre Williams is, he was a Fortune recording artist in the 60s right here in Detroit. He was played all over the world. He's done Shake a Tail Feather.
Yeah.
He's written all kinds of songs.
Yeah, it's just amazing the stories that guy has. It's just unbelievable. But his Fortune stuff was mostly 50s. He had a big hit with a song called Bacon Fat, which he did the other night.
Yeah.
And then because that sort of dance, weird dance craze song was kind of a hit, he did a bunch of songs like that. He had The Greasy Chicken, which was the one that really got me into him. I always loved it. It's kind of a comical thing, and he kind of looks down on it these days. To me, that's my favorite. Stuff is the silly kind of comical stuff that he did, you know.
Well, it's all what you do with it.
Yeah, it's true, you know. But he did a lot of great songs on Fortune. And all through the 60s, he recorded for Chess, and he did some great sort of funky stuff, humping, bumping, and thumping, and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, he's something else.
And you helped him along.
Yeah, by the grace of God.
Well, why don't you get the grace right here in the studio?
All right, I'm going to do a gospel number for you then. This one's called The Road is Rough and Rocky. Rough and rocky before you get to heaven. The road is rough and rocky before you get to heaven. The road is rough and rocky before you get to heaven. Lord, I feel like shouting all the time. Well, you got to have religion before you get to heaven. You got to have religion before you get to heaven. You got to have religion before you get to heaven. Lord, I feel like shouting all the time. Well, the road is rough and rocky before you get to heaven. The road is rough and rocky before you get to heaven. The road is rough and rocky before you get to heaven. Lord, I feel like shouting all the time. Well, you got to love your brother before you get to heaven. You got to love your brother before you get to heaven. You got to love your brother before you get to heaven. Lord, I feel like shouting all the time. Well, the road is rough and rocky before you get to heaven. The road is rough and rocky before you get to heaven. The road is rough and rocky before you get to heaven. Lord, I feel like shouting all the time. Well, you got to live holy before you get to heaven. You got to live holy before you get to heaven. You got to go holy before you get to heaven. Lord, I feel like shouting all the time. Well, the road is rough and rocky before you get to heaven. The road is rough and rocky before you get to heaven. The road is rough and rocky before you get to heaven. Lord, I feel like shouting all the time. Well, you got to love your brother before you get to heaven. You got to love your brother before you get to heaven. You got to love your brother before you get to heaven. Lord, I feel like shouting all the time. Well, the road is rough and rocky before you get to heaven. The road is rough and rocky before you get to heaven. The road is rough and rocky before you get to heaven. Lord, I feel like shouting all the time. Well, you got to quit lying before you get to heaven. You got to quit lying before you get to heaven. You got to quit lying before you get to heaven. Lord, I feel like shouting all the time. Yes, I feel like shouting all the time.
Oh. All
right.
Thank you, Dan.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, now one thing. Talk about rough and rocky.
Yeah.
I've been noticing your guitar.
Yeah.
Now, you've been playing that for a while.
Yes, I have.
And it's like, it looks pretty rough and rocky, and it's painted bright blue.
Yeah.
And what can you tell me about that guitar?
Well, I was driving around the city, which is something that I love to do, drive around the old neighborhoods and where the old homes... The old wooden homes from the 1890s and 1900s are all, lots of them abandoned, unfortunately. And I was driving down the street, and I saw this house that looked interesting. There was no door and no windows. Not that that was particularly interesting, but in the yard, there was a old desk in one corner of the yard with a broken-down computer on top of it. in the driveway was a big, long, about 20-foot long, big heating duct with some kind of cone, nose cone on it and wheels on it. And there was sort of a shelter around that and some decorations on that. And it just almost looked like, I don't know, just something crazy, you know. So I stopped my car and I got out and I was looking around and a guy came out of the house. And we got to talking a little bit. And he showed me around his yard and he said, you know, see this over here where the desk was with the computer? This is my office, you know. And he had a, he said, okay. And he had a broken remote control on that desk there and he picked it up. And he said, all right, see this? He goes, I press this button right here. Shoo! That thing goes straight to the White House. I said, all right. And so we got to talking a little bit. And he said, I don't know, I guess we might have been talking about that I play guitar. So he went in the house and he came out with this square made out of 2x4s with an old acoustic guitar neck attached to it, and there was these S-shaped chair back decorations made out of steel that were nailed on there for decoration. He had about 4 strings on this thing and it was tuned to an open chord and he was kind of strumming on it. And I said, wow, that's pretty cool. He goes, oh, you like that? He goes, I got a box for you. So I went in the house and he came out with this guitar that I have in right now. There was no strings on it, no bridge on it. There's kind of a place to string it up, but no bridge, you know. No pickup or nothing like that. So I took it home.
What about the top on that?
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, yeah, he cut it out. He said the top's made out of masonite. He must have put it on top of the original top. And he said that he cut it out with a kitchen knife. And it was yellow, and it had these strange magic marker drawings on it. I probably should have left it like it was, but I had this old can of Rust-Oleum paint that was probably from the 60s, and it's a real nice blue color that they don't make anymore, so I painted it blue. And my friend John Gucciardi was a licensed scrapper with the city of Detroit, and he would go around and collect, you know, scrap metal out of the garbage. And he found this pickup in the garbage. It's an old Japanese Kent acoustic guitar pickup from the 60s. And so I attached that to it and wired a jack up to it. And yeah, it's kind of a, you know, it's kind of garbage picked and, you know, homemade and all that stuff. And
but it's got a sound.
It's got a great sound. It's got a great sound.
And it's a great story.
I've always wondered what the deal was with your guitar.
Yeah, it says J on the neck, JG. I don't know if it's some kind of cheap old thing. Guitar itself is probably from the 50s, I would guess. So I don't know. But
well, besides your guitar, you're probably one of the most minimalist musicians we've had in here. I can't think of another band that hasn't had a MySpace site or a Facebook or Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
I just Googled you and I came up with stuff from the Gories and the Doll Rods, all kinds of stuff. Do you even have a MySpace site or email?
Well, you know, I've never actually recorded any of this solo stuff that I do. I don't know why. I just have never done it. I've never made a page for it or anything like that. I don't know. I will, you know.
Well, no, it's kind of charming.
But I, you know, I don't know.
You do have a Facebook, don't you?
I do, but you know, it's not a fan Facebook. It's just a personal Facebook thing, you know. And I get requests from a lot of people that I don't know, but I like to have just people I know on there because I want to look at it and look at people's pictures and know them. And so when I see them out on the town, I know their names and all that. I mean, you know, it seems like beyond a certain point, it doesn't become personally useful, but it could be career-wise useful. It's just, I don't know. I guess I should start a fan Facebook page. Yeah. I can just have anybody on it. It doesn't matter if I know them or not. They know me, you know. But speaking of minimal, I'm going to play my one string instrument now.
Do you call that?
Well, it's called a diddly bow. It's a very old instrument. I didn't make it up. I first heard it on a Detroit blues compilation that was came out, must have originally come out in the 60s.
Was it One String Sam?
One String Sam was on this compilation.
Yeah, I remember him.
Did you actually see him?
Yeah.
Man, I wish I could have seen him.
Did
you see him?
What? Blues and Jazz?
Yeah, yeah, boy, I wish I could have seen him.
Oh, I used to hang out on the corner, downtown.
Boy, you know, that was before my time, unfortunately. But I was absolutely enchanted by this 178 that he did for JVB. And it's the only recording that he ever did besides the live, you know, Ann Arbor Blues and Jazz stuff that they recorded him at. And there's just one track from his 178 on this one compilation, Detroit Blues of the 1950s. And like I said, the sound of this thing was just, I can't think of a better word, but enchanting to me. So I thought, well, it can't be hard to make one of those. And so I did. And I just kind of made it up. You know, I just thought about what would be good. And I found this piece of this piece of wood was in a vacant lot. I used to have an apartment down on Prentice Street, Prentice and 3rd, across from the Bronx Bar. And years ago, there was a one-story storefront building there that was probably from about 1900. And there was, you know, various things, I'm sure. I remember there was a bookstore in one of those at the time. But in the back of one of them was a large storehouse of old doors and windows. I don't know why, but when I first moved into that apartment building there, they tore the place down. And so there was bits of old windows and doors scattered all over the lot where the building used to be. And so I picked up a piece of wood out of the rubble, and it happens to be a piece of an old door, and it's probably about 100 years old, I would guess. So it's a real nice old piece of pine. And I put I made a bridge on it out of an old Gentleman Jack bottle.
that's a mini liquor bottle.
Not the full size. It's like one of those. They used to call them airplane bottles because that's what, I don't know if they still give you these on an airplane. Maybe they do. But but it's got like square sides to it, so it makes a good bridge. And I put a pickup on it. It's an old Tisco Del Rey pickup for that super fine sound. And I wired a jack to it, and I put a little tuning peg on it, and I got it tuned to an E-flat right now. I used to tune it to a D, but I found that it's maybe a little bit too loose. So I tightened the old string up a bit. But a lot of the old guys learn how to play on these things. You know, you find out they would take a broom wire and stick it on the side of a house and shove jars under it and beat it with a stick and a slide. And just about anybody you can think of started out playing one of those. It's just an old, old folk instrument. So anyway...
And what do you... You got something else in your hand there.
Oh, it's a slide. Just a metal slide.
What do you... That made out of a socket or something?
No. It's just one you can buy at Guitar Center or whatever.
I thought you might be using a nice socket wrench or something.
No, because it's not long enough. I need something that can kind of palm, you know... I've got an old like pill bottle that I found in an abandoned house that I use. I'm taking advantage of all the abandoned stuff around Detroit, I'll tell you. But I took a piece of foam and stuck it in here because it's my... My hands are real small, and so I took a piece of insulation foam that had sticky stuff on one side and put it in there. But anyway, so let's see. I'm going to play another gospel number for you that I think I first heard Son House do this. It's been done by many people over many years, and it's called I Want to Live So God Can Use Me. This is kind of my own version of it. I want to live so God can use me anywhere, oh, anywhere. I want to live so God can use me anywhere, oh, anywhere. Sing so God can use me anywhere, oh, anywhere. Oh, I wanna sing so God can use me anywhere, oh, anywhere. Oh, God can use me anyway, oh, anyway. I wanna move so God can use me anyway, oh, anyway. I wanna talk so God can use me anyway, oh, anyway. I won't talk so God can use me anywhere, oh, anywhere. I wanna pray so God can use me anywhere, oh, anywhere. I wanna pray so God can use me anywhere, oh, anywhere. That.
Yeah, that was I've always liked your diddly bow.
Oh, thank you, Roger.
Yeah, in fact, one of the nicest things I heard was you did a Christmas album a little while back.
Yeah, I did.
And it was a local Christmas album, and you played I think Silent Night on your diddly bow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And there was a review of that album that absolutely ignored the diddly bow tracks.
Oh,
as if they didn't exist. But I'm happy to hear you say that
oh,
you
I thought it was the
that.
Best thing on there.
Thank you.
No, you got to look for those unique opportunities.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if it was Christmas time, I'd play a Christmas melody, but...
Well, it's not even Christmas in July, so we can't
no,
have that.
No, you can't. It's just not right.
We've got Danny Croha in the studio here on the live drive at 5, and remind people that if you're driving out of the area and you can't catch the whole show, it's going to be on the podcast at the WHFR website. It'll be up right after the show. You'll be able to listen to it as you're at your leisure. Just simply click on the show. So people have now documented the diddly bow on WHFR.
Yes.
It's a first.
All right.
We've had harps and bagpipers and...
Boy, I love bagpipes.
We haven't had a tuba.
No, but we've had
I used to play tuba. I played tuba in grade school. If you had one, I'd play it for you.
If we'd only known.
Yeah, I need to get one. I really enjoyed playing the tuba when I was a kid.
Well, you never know what you're going to find here on the Motor Live Drive at 5.
That's right.
But why don't we keep that diddly bow going?
All right. Let's see. So there's a song that I wrote. I was in Rochester, New York, and I was sitting by a lake. Dalrods were on tour, and Margaret Christine were off doing their exercises, their yoga or what have you. They used to like to do yoga in the parks and that sort of thing. So I was sitting by the lake with my diddly bow, and I just started playing this thing. Thank you. won't run at you. Won't run at you. Won't run at you. Gonna catch you if you fall.
But we'll catch you if you fall.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
We'll catch you in the rye.
All right. In fact, you were talking about the Demolition Doll Rods.
Yes, sir.
And in fact, I always thought they were one of the most unique Detroit bands ever.
I hope so.
Yeah. There wasn't anything else like those.
And, yeah.
And you know, musically as well as your whole visual presentation.
Oh, thank you.
Now, if people don't know what the Demolition Doll Rods were all about, it was... Danny here on guitar.
Yeah.
Margaret Dalrod, who was here on the motor about 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Playing guitar.
Yeah.
And Thumper Dalrod.
Yep. Her sister.
And standing up playing.
And her sister is legally blind, and her eyes actually have no iris in them, so they're just big pupils. They're
Whoa.
Just big black pupils. So she had no control also over the muscles of her eyes. So they would sort of involuntarily tremble. And people always assumed that she was whacked out on drugs, which was not the case, but it certainly made for an unusual look. And then, but she was a great drummer, too. I mean, I really loved her drumming. I don't mean to, but...
And she just played like a tom-tom.
But it just made things even that much more strange. But... and then also we played virtually naked, and we started to design our, well, we always made our own costumes by gluing various things, toys to ourselves and that sort of thing. But we started to get into leather after a while, and we had this fellow named Tom the Leatherman make costumes for us. We would design them, and he would make them, and he actually did... costumes for George Clinton and Funkadelic in the later 70s. He passed away this past winter, God rest his soul, but he was a great guy, and so he made our, you know, leather underwear and, you know, that we wore on stage. We had metallic. I had this giant metallic leather collar that he made and stuff.
Oh,
that,
we've got a great
and
picture
cuffs,
of that.
And cuffs, you know, and yeah. So, yeah, he made that. And we did, like, real bluesy material and funky stuff and straight-up punk rock stuff. And we had quite a variety, you know, more than a lot of bands, I got to say.
Yeah, it was a one-of-a-kind thing.
Well, thank
and,
you.
And it was interesting. You'd get a lot of guys who would rush to the stage
first. Yeah.
And then when people started digging the music... Yeah, you get the scantily clad girls always brings the girl, the guys
down.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
But usually we get a lot of girls coming to the stage after the first couple of songs.
That's true. That's true.
I think the whole experience was uninhibiting. It was just, it was a Detroit experience.
Thanks, Mom.
We took Roger's brother and soon-to-be sister-in-law to an early show of the Dalrods, and she never let me forget it.
Well, I hope it wasn't in a bad way.
Oh, no.
No,
we
she
were proud to show
she
up.
Couldn't believe it, huh? Yeah. Yeah, you know, I'm real proud of that band and the albums. We put out 4 albums, and we toured all over the U.S. and Europe several times. We made a trip to Brazil one time. So we got around, and I'm real proud of the stuff that we did.
And you guys, and you and Margaret are both still going separately.
Yep.
And I just want to mention that we had a caller just call in, and he said you've inspired him. He's been a regular listener, and he's been talking about coming on the air but never had the nerve, and he's like, okay, book me.
If this guy can do it, I can do it. All right. Well, that's fine with me.
Well, set a good example now. What are you going to do after that?
Yeah, if this guy can get up there and play one string, for God's sake, I can do anything. Okay. Let's see. I'll do Shake 'Em On Down. It's an old Mississippi song. There's many variations of it. Come my house, I find no one around. Me and my baby know we're gonna shake 'em on down. Must I holler now? Must I shake 'em on down? Levi holler now. Levi, shake him on down. One, one is two. Yeah, two and two is four. Yeah, I got you, baby, now. And I won't let go, I know. Must I holler now? Must I shake him on down? Shake. Some are, babe, we fall ass. The gate she's carrying just a little too fast for poor me now. Must I holler now? Must I shake him on down? I'll shake now. Shame on down. Shame on down, 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 yeah. Down, 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 yeah. Down, 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 shake 'em on down, yeah, 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 now. Leave a holler now. Levi, shake him on down, shake him on down, shake him on down, shake him on down, yeah, shake him on down. All right.
All right, you shook it on down.
Yeah, man.
Hey.
I hope somebody else was shaking besides me.
We were right here.
Okay, good.
All right. Well, let's just keep things rolling along.
Okay.
Times are running down, so we'll just keep you pumping and thumping.
Do you have any shows coming up?
I'm playing tonight at the Majestic Cafe, but it's not what I'm doing right now. It's like this garage band that I started. It's just drums and bass, rock and roll stuff. Drums, bass, and guitar, and I sing and play guitar, and I got a drummer and a bass player, and
What's the name of this band?
I don't know. We haven't thought of a name yet. It's so hard these days to come up with a name because everything's been done and done again. And every time I Google a name I think that's great, it's somebody's. There's like 10 other bands already, or 3 other bands already, that have the name. So I don't know. We're still working on the name part.
I saw one thing. It said the Danny Croha Band was going to be there.
Well, that's what we're calling it because we just, you know, we don't have a name necessarily. Well, so it's just that right now. But
that's a good name.
Yeah, I don't think anybody else is going to take that one.
True, but there is there's a Dan Croha on Facebook. There's another one.
There is?
Yeah, I think he might be Czech. It's a Czech name.
Hmm.
Yeah, I've run across a couple of them on like MySpace and Facebook and that sort of thing. It's funny.
I see you got a kazoo in your hand.
I do. I'm going to do this song that's mostly known as I Can't Be Satisfied. But instead of sitting here saying I can't be satisfied, I'm just going to play the kazoo. So, here we go. Thank you.
All right, now I got to tell the audience that for the guitar part, you had that guitar laid on your lap, and you're playing it like a lap steel.
Yeah.
So it's something different.
Yeah. So, is there anything else you want to talk about while I retune my guitar?
Okay, we'll let you retune your guitar. Yeah, in fact, we want to remind everybody coming up on the Motor Live Drive.
Yeah, next week we have Hannah Mathis, who is a singer-songwriter, acoustic indie rock, and she'll be a soloist. And then the week after that, July 8th, we've got the Reelers coming in. They've got a Western swing band. And on July 15th, we've got the Satin Peaches coming in, and they're going to be as part of the Don Was Super Sessions down at the Concert of Colors that weekend.
What weekend is that Concert of Colors?
July 17th, 18th, and 19th. Or 16th, 17th, and 18th.
Ah, yeah. Okay, I'm going to be out of town for that. We got some Gory shows coming up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you have to tell us about that.
Well, yeah. I was in this band, like I said before, the Gorys. And we also did some bluesy kind of stuff. And back from 86 to 92 in that era. And we didn't, like, meet with a lot of success while we were around, because again we were doing something pretty unique for the time, and maybe the world wasn't quite ready for it. I mean, it's not like we're the only band that ever done, well, like maybe we're the only band that ever done quite something exactly like we were doing, but I mean, you know, there was the Cramps before us that were similar but not quite the same.
Yeah,
but anyway, so anyway, we ended up, we did like we only put out what, three albums. Our second album was recorded in Memphis, Tennessee. First album was recorded in Detroit by Lenny Putsch of, I don't know what's the thing he has now. But, and then the second album was recorded in Memphis, Tennessee with Alex Chilton producing it, who unfortunately passed away
just last month.
Yeah. Yeah, that was sad because, you know, he was a friend. And,
well, the Gorys included you and
Mick Collins
from the Dirt Bombs.
And Peggy O'Neill, yeah, and Mick Collins from the Dirt Bombs. And Peggy, she lives in New Orleans. She's lived in New Orleans for many years now.
Yeah, she's got her husband's a filmmaker down there.
That's right, that's
right. Yeah, Dan Rose.
Yep, you got it, you got it. So, anyway, we last summer did a reunion after not playing together for 17 years. And it went quite well. We toured Europe doing that, and we did a show in Memphis, a show in Detroit, with another band called The Oblivions, which are a great band that were mainly active in the 90s. And that was kind of a reunion for them, too. But anyway, we did that, and it went well. So we're going to do some more shows this summer. We're playing the Ottawa Blues Fest, the 15th of July. The 16th of July will be in Toronto, and the 17th of July will be in Montreal. And then July 29th, we'll be at Maxwell's in Hoboken, New Jersey. July 30th, we'll be at the Bowery Ballroom in Manhattan. And then on Sunday, the 30th of July, we're playing at Lincoln Center.
Whoa.
For a American Roots Music show that they do every year. And this year, it is sort of, I guess you could say, curated. I don't know what other word to use, but the guy that does the Ponderosa Stomp,
Dr. Ike
has decided to do an all Detroit roots music show, and I guess he pitched that to the union, to the Lincoln Center, sorry, and they were into that. So Dr. Ike's doing a Ponderosa Stomp at the Lincoln Center on July 30th, which will have the Gorys, Mitch Ryder, Question Mark and the Mysterians, the Party Stompers backing Melvin Davis and Spider Turner, and the Velvelettes of Needle in a Haystack fame.
I think
Dennis Coffey's going to be there.
Yeah, that's going to be an amazing show.
Yeah.
We've got some friends in New York who are going to be there.
It'd be great if you guys could make it out for that.
Well, we're having a family reunion that weekend.
Oh, okay.
Things you got to do.
Yep. Well,
we got our reps there to check it out for us.
Okay, good. So, yeah, so that's exciting, you know, and then we're going to do some West Coast dates this September, and we're going to play Detroit again. It's looking like sometime in November. We're going to do Chicago, Cleveland, and then after that, I don't know, probably nothing for a long time.
another decade or so.
Yeah, but...
Oh, well, maybe we can get the Gories in here in November.
Maybe.
We'll see what we can do.
See, the problem is we all live in different places now,
you know. Yeah, I know Peg's down in...
And Mick lives in Brooklyn now.
Oh, yeah?
You know, and it's probably going to be all we can do just to get ourselves to this show, to tell you the truth. I mean, seriously, the way things are going, I'm not even exaggerating.
Yeah. Okay.
So, anyway.
So, we've got about 10 more minutes. Can you do something more for us?
Yeah. I'm going to do...
He's tuning this guitar because he cares. He really cares.
Yeah, you know, a little bit. So, this is a song that was recorded by a Detroit preacher, Reverend Will Hairston. It's called Angels Watching Over Me. It's actually a piano and washboard with him singing on the record, but I made this little guitar arrangement for it. It's not much, I guess. I'm just strumming on the damn thing. But it's called Angels Watching Over Me. I said, oh, now, one day, Lord, the angels watching over me, my Lord. I said, oh, now, one day, Lord, the angels watching over me. Well, Jesus bears his cross alone, and all the world go free. There's a cross for everyone. I said, now there's a cross for me. Let me tell you now, it's oh, now. One day, Lord, the angels watching over me, my Lord. I said, oh, now. One day, Lord, the angels watching over me. Yeah, now. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I said, oh, yeah. Oh, man. Well, I consecrate the cross of bed. Death shall set me free. Then go home, a crown to wear. But there's a crown for me. Let me tell you now, it's over now. One day, Lord, the angels watching over me, my Lord. I said, oh, now. One day, Lord, the angels watching over me. Hey, now. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I said, oh, now. One day. Well, now I lay me down to sleep, pray the Lord my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. I said, my soul to take, my soul to take, my soul to take, yeah, my soul to take, my soul to take, my soul to take. I pray the Lord, I pray the Lord, I pray the Lord, yes, pray the Lord, pray the Lord. Hello, my soul to take, soul to take. I said, oh, now. One day, Lord, the angels watching over me, my Lord. I said, oh, now. One day, Lord, the angels watching over me. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, now. Oh, yeah. All right.
All right. Danny Croha here on the Motor Live Drive at 5.
Yes.
Yeah. He's just doing something a little different than he normally does.
Well, well, it's not, you know, it's just one of the things I do, that's all.
One of the many.
Yeah. So what? But how much more time we got here?
Well, you got about 6 minutes.
5, 6 minutes.
Well, here, I'll do something, do this little instrumental.
And I want to remind people you can catch him tomorrow night down at the Majestic Cafe
tonight.
With the
Oh no, that's tonight.
Tonight.
Yeah,
tonight.
That's tonight. I'm opening for this fella named Reckless Eric. This English guy had a big hit in about 1979.
Yeah. I remember him.
Yeah, man, it was what is it? I'll search the whole world. Search the whole wide world. That song.
Okay.
I don't know what he does now. Maybe it's something totally different.
Well, you'll find out tonight.
We'll find out. And we got the Sugarcoats as well, I believe, on that bill. So it should be good. I really like those guys. But yeah, it's a little different. I'm not doing the same thing for that. But so here, I'll do this learned that off this Frank Hutchison. And he goes, well, this is Frank Hutchison. I'm sitting right up here in the Union Square Hotel, just getting right on some good red liquor. Now step on it, Frank. So then he starts playing real fast. Ham-fisted rendition there.
All right, well, thank you. In fact, we've had the multi-talented Daniel Croha here in our studios today. One of the many things that he dances to. So you got to come down and see his show tonight.
Yeah, with his band. You know, I consider this dance music. I really do. And I consider, you know, the old blues stuff, that's dance music to me. You know, and it was meant to be dance music back in the day. And it always warms my heart to see people dancing when you go down to Carpet House and all that, and people are dancing to this stuff. And
you play at John's Carpet House once in a while?
I did once, but you know, I don't know, Big Pete, you know, the guy that runs It's like, I don't want any of that raggedy stuff. And I'm nothing but raggedy, so I don't think Pete would like me.
We were down on Sunday, and the place was hopping.
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, in the stuff they play, I understand. I mean, he wants to keep up a certain level of professionalism. But really, my favorite stuff in blues is the raggedy stuff, you know.
Well, we're going to have to go out on some raggedy stuff. We got about
1 minute.
Almost a minute
okay.
left.
I'm going to do a song that I heard from Dr. Ross, but I think he heard it from Arthur Crudup. My baby love me. She love me right. She let me lay down in loving arms all night. I'm crying. Ooh-wee. You best believe I'll change my mind. I said, I'm so glad I'm living.